What happened was true. The most bizarre and brutal series of crimes in America. This is the movie that is just as real, just as close.
Save me! You gotta make us stop!
Just as terrifying as being there.
Please, please.
Even if one of them survives, what will be left? The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. After you stop screaming, you'll start talking about it.
This is day 17 of October, 31 days of Halloween and creatures and villains from horror movies and Mercury Chronicle bonus. I am Thankful of the Butcher Dabashe.
And I am Gorgeous Kenny Roberts.
Man, either was pissed off at me yesterday and didn't like the El Santo movie, or our phone is being cursed again.
I think it's being cursed.
I figured so.
We're going to squash that bug right now. To be honest with you, I started watching it a little bit, maybe, but it's horrible.
Which one?
So far, your pick of the week, but we'll talk about it. I just started watching just a little bit of it.
Oh, man, you're crazy. You are crazy. Okay, well, that's what we got Friday for. That's what we got Friday for, but I want to say thanks for all the emails again for giving us our suggestions, and this week is all Leatherface. What you got for us?
Let's see. I've got.
What's
about
that?
To check Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Did you realize? I got some fun facts. That's about it. I have not watched the whole series, but. Did you know that it was inspired by a Christmas shopping crowd?
I didn't know that. I got some other things it was inspired by, but I didn't know about no. I could see it maybe Black Friday or somehow crazy people get when they go running into the department stores, which will be less confusing now because some of these governors are making it gender neutral now, so there's no male or female aisles. So that could be more nerve-wracking, but that's another story.
So here's a little bit. And so it says there was these big Christmas crowds. I was frustrated. I found myself near a display rack of chainsaws, and I just kind of zoned in on it, Hooper told Texas Monthly. I did a rack focus to the saws and thought, I know a way I could get through this crowd quickly.
Oh, wow.
And then I went home, sat down, and the rest is history. So.
Okay. Well.
What do you got, brother?
Well, I got Hooper recalls seeing a convicted serial killer, Elmer Wayne, Hensley arrested because of the shocking acts, plastered all over television. Set in San Antonio, Texas, from which he drew inspiration for the psychotic family depicted in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yet, the biggest inspiration by the Texas Chainsaw Massacre event is the story of a serial killer, Ed Gein, who crime shocked an entire nation in the 50s, known as the Painfield Ghoul. It had a history of wearing women's clothes and mutilating corpses, displaying distinct ties to the final version of Leatherface character. And also, can I keep on going?
Yep.
Gein also exhumed corpses from a local graveyards, fashioned trophies and keepsakes from their bones and skins, and confessed to killing at least two women, like Gein, who was also inspiration behind Norman Bates' Psycho. Leatherface has a penchant for wearing women's clothes and mutilating bodies while also displaying a low IQ, which parallels with the dim-witted Gein. Therefore, Leatherface wearing the skin of other people is meant to not only add a level of mystery and to a faceless killer, but also emulate the sickening crimes of a notorious serial murderer. And the pervading scene that the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is a true story made the film an unqualified success due to the true crime examples it used and led to the creation and the iconic, you know, of the thing, you know. In other words, the show ain't completely true, but they took bits and pieces of it and threw it into the thing. So that, and I'm sure, you know, your Christmas one probably all ties in together.
Right. Hey, you know, there's always a lot of backstory to when guys write stories. And so, I mean, me and you probably could find 100 different, you know, backstories or facts about these movies.
Well, did you know, you know, him wearing a mask, you know, they suggested he was handicapped. Leatherface and Jason have similarities. You know, they're serial killers. They had masks. Did you know the Texas Chainsaw Massacre in 74 was nearly called Head Cheese?
I was going to say, that was my next one, so you got me on that one. Yeah, yeah, that's funny.
And Dolph Lundgren, you know, the Russian guy from Rocky, almost played Leatherface. Texas Chainsaw Massacre in 74, the movie from 74, was the first horror-themed game for Atari. And Leatherface doesn't have a set real name. It was called Bubba, then Thomas Sawyer, Thomas Brown, Hewitt, and then Jedi Sawyer. That's pretty much it to see. Oh, did you know Leatherface had a daughter?
No, I did not.
It's said to be Leatherface has a daughter after an encounter with one of his victims. She is known as Little Sawyer. And then both Leatherface and Texas Chainsaw Massacre of 1974 represented a decline in humanity as seen by director Toby. So, yeah. So, I mean, and what'd you think about the series following it? You know, they had a few others.
Yeah, there's quite a few, you know, from 74 to 2017, there's quite a bit of them.
There's
nine total, looks like.
I thought out of all the like remakes, I thought Rob Zombie did a great remake of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. He does horror film right.
Right. I've not seen that one.
Oh, yeah. Really gory. I mean, I compare the two.
I've seen the first one, the original, and then I saw the second one.
Okay.
Like in the 80s, so.
I read somewhere, too, a while back that, you know, how he was based on some serial killers. I don't know if this is true, but I think I did read somewhere that one of these families it was based on, they actually took their victims and grinded up their meat and sold it at roadside as ground beef. Yeah. Yep.
crazy.
So that's about all I got. I thought it was like a great slasher movie. So did you check out this movie yet?
Santo VS Mujeres Vampiro.
Translate Samson versus the Vampire Women when it was translated in English. El Santo versus the Vampire Women.
I've not had a chance to check it out. I checked out a little bit of it, like I said, the other day. It's going to be a tough watch.
Oh, my gosh. Come on now. It's El Santo, the legendary El Santo, the Mexican luchador, the James Bond of Mexico. He's a cult legend with thousands of movies. Come on now.
I'm going to have to get a couple of cans of Monster just to be able to stay awake.
Oh, okay. Well, it looks like we're going to have a juicy, heated Friday show then.
That's right.
Well, you know what? It's America. We got to stick up for rights, fight for our freedoms, and you have every right to say what you think in your opinion about the movie that's this week, as so does I.
Perfect.
All right, man. Anything else?
That's it.
Hey,
that's all I got this time.
Hey,
check out the Texas Chainsaw Massacre series. If you want nightmares, check it out.
Yeah, and Shocker, too. I think Shocker is more of like the Freddy Krueger scary, but Texas Chainsaw Massacre, think about it. It could be real.
Absolutely.
All right, brother. Well, maybe you could stick pins in your head to stay awake and watch the movie of the week. Because tomorrow,
what? Acupuncture? Some acupuncture?
Well, tomorrow's pinhead, so maybe you could be a pinhead.
I'll do it.
All right. Everything lyrical spit. Talk to you tomorrow.
Peace.